Develop further, we discuss at the end of the shir on Monday. First, let's begin with the maskana of the sugya. The maskana on Ches Amud Aleph, the din of the Didi Shavali. Mara says, La'olam d'loy shavi. I have a situation where a person who's paid his child, who could go into Kohen Koini Luye, and the Kohen accepted something that would otherwise not be worth five shkolim. Kiyodir Afkana Shokel Sudra, mi bei pidyon. Omar Lay, so he took something that was less than five shkolim. Omar Lay, so he said, Rav Kahana said, Lididi Shavali. Lididi Chozili Chomesh Shlom. So therefore it's a good, so therefore the opinion is Chal. Rashi is a strange Lashon. Ani shom oso liyatsmi v'kabli b'chach. What's Rashi adding? Lididi shavali. For me it's five, it's shavali kesef. Every item has some flexibility of its price. Items that don't have a set, hard, fast price. So lididi shavali, I'm telling you this is worth five, I would pay five shkolim for it. Rashi says, Ani shomoi soy. I've evaluated it. Liatzmi. I evaluated for myself. V'kabli b'chach. And I accept it. Gemara says, Omer Ravashi, lo yomer nalkin goyin Rav Kahana. Digamer Rabahu. Ravashi says, lo yomeran, when do we say this idea? Kegoin Rav Kahana, the Gavur Rabahu, Vilyozo Begili Rosh, Umeboyle Sudar Reshi. But otherwise, we wouldn't say it. I will Kuli Al Maloi. What does it mean? If anybody else would have said Lididi Shavali, we would not have accepted it. Kihoda Mar Bar Ravashi Zovan Sudra Mi Ime De Rava Mi Kube Shami Asora Betlesa. I have a situation where Ravashi, where Mar Ravashi's son Zovan Sudra Mi Ime De Rava, and he exchanged it Shami Asora Betlesa. For 13. So what is Ravashi's point? Lay omen el kigoin Rav Kahana, the gaver rabahu. And for him taka, it's worth. But, so that means we don't sell lididi shavali. We only accept. We only accept Rav Kahana's estimate if we think that it makes sense. It still requires a shuma. It still requires the approval. Look at the Rashba. Mashma Yacha. Sounds like from this, the kula yalma vafilu tsurma mirabonon davke v'chomesh shloim oy v'shavyon mamish. Anybody else, afilu tsurma mirabonon, five shloim. Either hand over the money or v'shavyon, it has to be the value. What does it mean, the value? So it means that the market value, what rave people would pay for. Aval Rav Kana de Gavar Rabahu. V'doim eloi, those who are like him, who the yecholin leimar ledidi shoveli, lefi shedarkon shel gdolim lizyaker b'meshein tzvichelo. Because gdolim, important people, are willing to pay more for what they, for the things that they need. Ukidiko omar, ki ho demar baravashi zovin sudum imi de rabba bakubi, shova servit leisa loimar. She'ein kan haroma deshova hu loy mamish. The point of Rav Ashi's report. Ki ho domer mar Rav Ashi. What was the point of the report? Rashba says the point of it was that that he was willing to pay more for this suder, because important people are willing to pay more for the things that they need. Avol Rambam zal kosam, but the Rambam Hilchas Bikurim, Perik Yedal Halacha Zayin, Nosan loy kli sheinishav b'shuk heisloim, doesn't have this value in the marketplace. And the coin said, "Ledidi shaveli, harei benoi podui." Why did the Rambam say, "Zagodol, Rav Kahana, Hayitzorach loy, Zanum Choshuv"? So the Rashba, Avol Rambam, Zal. Because I've called the cold coin yochel loim le dishavali. Vev shaloim and the whole dom Rav Ashi le yomin eler Rav Kana betalas davke komar shein darkon shel bnei odom le siyakir boy ela talmud chacham shein hochin megili rosh kalal ela betalas no kitalis betalmud chachamim avol b'shor dvorim kol odom shove. Va'kol arm le dishavali. Tevshet dehachinu. Vein kana Rama shel klum. So Rashba says, how does Rambam read the Gemara? So Rambam, according to Rashba, says Rambam is the Gemara. Rav Ashi is saying, when it comes to atalas, when it comes to shiroi, when it comes to sudram, so in that particular case, it will be dependent on who the player is. But generally speaking, anybody can sell it in the shovel. The Evshal Loimer Doldom Rav Ashi Liyomer Elul Rav Kana Betalas Davke Kamar She'ein Darkon Shobne Yodom Lisyaker Boy Elul Talmud Chacham Talmud Chacham She'ein Holchem Begili Rosh Kalal Elul Betalas Noke Talis Talmud Chachamim Avol B'Shor Devarim. Kol Odom Shove, Va Kol Armeli Didi Shoveli, the Efshar Dachinu. It could be this way. So again, Gemara says what would seem to be a very simple din. Gemara says, I can say Le Didi Shoveli. Right? Gemara says that this Brisa that Rav Yosef wanted to bring as a raya, that there has to be a shuma, it has to be b'chomesh shloim. But without a shuma, just saying egel zel l'pinyan b'ni, that's not good enough. So the Gemara says that that's not a raya, because what could have happened in that brisa is the Didi Shavali. So it's not a raya for Rav Yosef's din. It's not a raya to Rav and Rav Yosef. Rav and there, did they estimate? Didn't they estimate? No, this is not a raya. This is a different din. The Didi Shavali. The Kohen says, I'll take it, B'chamish Shlom. That's why it says B'chamish Shlom. Good? So we have a din that when it comes to Lachar, when it comes to Mecca Chamemka, you don't need such a din in Mecca Chamemka. I want to sell a sefer. So he charges it that costs $10, right? So I say, I don't have $10, but I have something that I bought for $7. So that sounds ridiculous, right? But the guy says, you know what? That's, look, so I can sell my safe for $7 for $10. So when I say Lididi Shavali, it's unnecessary almost. Maybe I get out of any problem of I know that way. But here I need to have 5 slum. So now there's a chiddush. That the 5 slum, the koyin can say, Lagabe me is 5 slum. Good. So the it sounds very reasonable. Until Ravashi says this din, if Ravashi would say you can't say Lididi Shavali, I could easily explain it. Torah says 5 slum is 5 slum is 5 slum. Good, I could easily explain that. If Ravashi would say you can always say Lididi Shavali, I could understand that. The Kohen is a balabas over here. The Kohen can decide. He can decide for me it's 5 slum. He becomes a balabas. He becomes ke'il. We're not going to explain it right now. Some ownership over the baby, and he can release whatever he wants. But come. Rav Ashi says a din. What's his din? He says, Rav Kahana, he can say Lididi Shavali. Because for him, it makes sense. He's a godel. He's makban having a nice talus. So he can say, this is very important to me. Right? The way the Rajba says it, rich people are important, or people important can say, I need it. I'm willing to pay more for it. But the rest of us, we would not be able to say Lididi Shavali. Why not? What happened to this din? Is it 5 slum or is it? Are you a balabas? You're a balabas. Right? Halacha lemaisa, the Rashba says, this is what the Gemara says. That there's a small group of people, I guess you have to make a decision around any single kind of item. You have to make some kind of decision whether, I'm not sure what to say. And then the Rambam says, no, he says, Pashtos, anybody can say this. Now the Rashba says, but the Rambam, what do you do with the Sugya? Sugya doesn't say that. So the Rambam will be pshat in the sugya, just like the Rambam said, Shiron is a unique case. Shanoshim is Avalen. So the Rambam will say that this is also a unique case. That's what the Gemara is saying. This is something unusual. When it comes to this kind of a talus, talus Noah. Tal is an exception. Tal is a regular person can say Lididi Shavali. That's the Rashba's teretz is very difficult because the Rambam didn't say it. The Rashba is a problem. How does the Rambam Yashiv? How does the Rambam learn up Pshat in the Sugya? But Rashba's understanding of Rambam, Lechora raised another question. So Rambam, why didn't you say this in Yad Chazaka? So Rashba would say, well, the Yad Chazaka is not taking care of every single situation. No, but that doesn't help. But apparently there is a situation. Right, and it's the situation of the Gemara. And when the Rambam said in his in Hilchas Kiddushin, he did say Shiroi Hanoshim is Abin Lehem. So the kasha is a strong kasha. What did Rambam do with our sugya? The terrorists is very hard to understand. If it would be an Achram, we would. It's a Rishon, so we have to Kaboy the Kabel. From what I've seen is mostly Achronim, Mulim, Shat, and Rambam, they don't deal with this Rashba. They say, Machloikis, Rishonim, whether Lididi Shavali is universal or is unique. There is a case by case situation. Rashba says universal, and Rashba says unique, and Rashba says unique. When the Torah quotes it, then like Rambam. Good. So again, so in the maskon of the sugya, is Lididi Shavali. Now, when it comes to metaltlin, the person, or when it comes to it, probably could be mechuber as well. So, the recipient has the ability to lididi shavali. Pashtus, when it comes to mekachum memkar, I don't need such a din. Pashtus and mekachum memkar, that is tantamount to saying a moichel on the possible eino, which is a vipaskin. So pashtus means in pinyin aben, Torah has lididi shavali. Pashtus and kiddushin, if the chosan would say harayan b'kudesh b'teva zushi shove $100, pashtus she could say lididi shavali. Otherwise, why would the sugyas be intertwined? All right, but what's the Hezra Adover? Number one, how do we understand the conclusion, the simple pshat in the sugya, which Rashba says, spells out for us? That's number one. Number two, what's the machlekes between the Rashba and the Rambam? Whether Lididi Yishavali is universal or whether it's very case specific. Moshe, what was saying before you? No? Okay, good. Who else? Good, Mayor.
I have two things. Number one, can you ever explain again within the answer of the Rashba, how would, like, I understand why Shiroi would be different. I understand why Kalas Na would be different than anything that's something Na.
So I think that the emphasis of the Rashba is that it is that this is an item that important or rich people need, have, want. Right? In other words, it's a, what we call it in modern language, a what is that? Accessories for high. No, high-end people.
High-class individuals.
Right, high-end accessory. In other words, you and me, we don't go to that part of the end of Macy's, right? We don't get to that only window shop on Fifth and Madison Avenue. But there are certain high-end individuals, so they want this, so they're willing to pay a lot for it, right? Again, v'afilu tzur mirabonin davka b'chamish islam. Oy b'shevein mamish, amu of kahana the gaver rabbahu. Ken mashmi yochad the kule yalma afilu tzur mirabonon, either five slon or shevein mamish. It has to be something that market value. Avol of kahana the gaver rabbahu v'doyim lohu diyachon leimar lidi shavali lefishad darkon shaldolim lis yakem eshein tzrichin la. In other words, the Rashba says the emphasis is more on the person rather than the item. This item, if you want this item, you got to be a high-end person. Otherwise, you wouldn't want this item. Once you're a high-end person, all right, so then you're willing, so then you can say, Lididi Shavali. People do that, right? They're willing to pay. So Rashba says that Lididi Shavali is restricted to a group of people. And the Rambam sounds like it's universal. All right, so we're good, we understand?
Yeah, and then the second point is that maybe the Rambam would say, maybe similar to like Tosos of Ashava Kesef the Kates, maybe the Rambam isn't focusing on this Maskana, but focusing, I know the Tosos quoted Gemara on Yud Bet, where there was how Gavra, because with just like a bundle of something, and then taken care of, and you see that, we see it's not like Rab.
No, that could be a makor. It's good. That's very good. It could be the makor for Rambam. Okay, machleik stands as stands. Go ahead, Effie.
I was wondering in general, maybe this is connected, but what right does the Kohen have to be mochel on the Hamishla?
Good. That's a very important idea. Was that?
There's a pasuk. Can't be mochel.
That Tosfos discusses that. Probably in Ochel Kolim. So that we'll discuss. Another, the Pashtus is that from here you see that the Kohen is a balabos when it comes to Pinyin Eben. Now, if we have a chance, we can discuss more about this. Is many shurim focus on this idea that what's the Das Kohen and Pinyin Eben? Right, machlokes astira, because can you force the kohen to accept if he's not a bala boss? That's the thing Adnan Bloom says. Pashtus says it means he's a bala boss, and he can determine the dishavali.
What do you mean he's not a bala boss?
In other words, it's a din. You have to give 5 shkolim. Now, who gives that? Like, if he's saying who. The Shevet Kuna deserves 5 shlomim for this baby. Now, how do I have the right to say, no, I'll undercut my colleagues over here. I'll take 4 shlomim. Who said that I can do that? Tell me, said 5 shlomim. Right? Moshel, what would be a good moshel? Where else do you have? I don't know. You have
Shemaputa.
Matonis Lev Yoinim, right? Mishloach Monois Leishrei. You have to send 2 items, right? So can I go to the to my friend and say, you know what? By me, 1 item is okay. So I'm kind of the mitzvah, Mishloach Monois. I'm not a Baal Abbas to say how to change the mitzvah. Right? So here, was that?
Okay.
So that's a good kasha. So the pashas is that this teaches us that the Torah said Pinyin Eben was awarding the Shevet Kahuna some money, but they balabatim over it. All right. So we'll we can. Moshe Lamad David Doimer. Let's say halachas have to leave a certain corner of my field for pay, right? That's be a certain size. Because so can I, the Ani, say, you know what? If you give me exclusive rights to your payah, I'll let you off. You don't have to go payah. Oh, Teres is a payah. I can't negotiate. I'm in a beneficent. I can't negotiate. So over here, who gives me the right to undercut? In fact, some Achronim say that is the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba. Of whether, what they're really arguing about is whether a Kohen is allowed to undercut his colleagues.
This is like Tukfo Kohen, no?
It's like Chozer al Geronis, which is mentioned over there. All right, so that's a good kasha. That's usually how it's understood. Maybe tomorrow or Sunday we'll discuss Hilchos Pinyin Eben a little bit. We can go a little bit deeper. No. Johnny, go ahead.
I think
Mishloach
Manos was one of the 39
opinions
we first thought of.
Good.
Also, would Rabbi say by the Mekah Mokar?
You're almost in the zone. Shoshim Kaidim starts in Shabbos. Starts Shabbos. Go ahead.
So
my flag applies to by the Rabbanan Diga Yom Tov. Right, yeah?
Where Rebbe says you can always be
Moko. Yeah.
Did you say that if the
ayin
given was less than
Shabbat? Oh, that's the Ran. 2 days in the Ran. The Ran quotes in our sugya. Maybe we'll come to it in a minute. What would you say, Pashtus? Yes or no? It's the Musa Rishon. Why?
It's not Kesef.
Yeah, Pashtus is that when it comes to Prut, it's a different din. The Ran quotes the Chiddush, because the Machleik is shown him whether you can say the Didi Shavu to bump it up to a Pruta.
If you mocha, maybe it's a gift now.
Was that?
Maybe if you mocha, it's a matana now.
That doesn't help, it's not kesef. No, but the run quotes, we'll come to it. No, Binyamin, Benny.
I don't know if this makes sense. Is it possible that...
We'll tell you.
Is it possible that... Wrong with Ladidi Shavili, it's not about the person who's saying it, but it's about how that person affects the Smichas Das of the one doing the Nesina.
So that could... why not the Smichas Das of the person who's saying it?
Because he's the one who's... I guess you could say that, but... I'm basing this sort of on Tosus, because Tosus talks about when Giver Maskal Hokulayam Alo talks about how a normal person Kishanasim Lo Yotze Yidei Nesina. So you see that there's some problem with the Nesina happening when a normal person is giving over something that's not Shavat.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
When a person is doing a Nesina, where he doesn't actually give something, he doesn't actually give the word to the thing he's supposed to a normal person, and the person says, "Oh, it's mm-hmm. fine, it's good for me." That person might be thinking like, he doesn't really believe the guy to that guy. It really is shavili, but the guy's just being mochel. As opposed to an important person, the person says lididi shavili, then he says, "Oh, fine, maybe this important person maybe really is worth something." By opinion of Bain, so if you have a person, hypothetically, the person was giving his opinion to somebody who wasn't Gavra Rava,
right.
wouldn't have, in the person who's giving the money, in his mind, he's not really doing a nice opinion, because he just feels like, oh, whatever, he's being local. I'm not actually giving the whole...
Yes, the Tosa's point is that when I give it over, it's not yet... the item becomes worth 5 slum when it's transferred into his property. When I do the Nesina, it's not 5 slum.
Right.
So that ha'ora impacts what we're discussing until now, whether the coin is a balabos or not. But he's saying, even if the coin is a balabos, I have a mitzvah to put 5 slum. I didn't do 5 slum, I did 4 slum. Now when I gave it to the coin, it became 5 slum. That's what L'chor Tosus is pointing out. So does it affect the smichas das of the nosein? I mean, and it could be, we could say it that way. But does that help the question, the issue over here? Does that help us understanding? Okay.
Saying that maybe the Rambam would say, be saying nowadays a person has the Nosein has Smichas Das, even if the person, that he trusts that when the person, anybody says Levi Shavili, that he really means it, as opposed to just
a guy. No, so you could say better. You could say that if there is a group of people for whom this is shaveh, so then it's shaveh even before I give it to that person. Masheda Kain, if it's this one person, so then it mamash only becomes shaveh when I give it to him. Right? That could be what Tosus is referring to over here. All right, we'll come back to that. Go ahead, Yoni.
I don't understand this connection between how much the person wants it and therefore how much that's what the price should be. That's not accurate. That's not an accurate way of saying how much something is worth just because how much he wants it.
We have this supply and demand. No.
Why would that make a difference? It should go like how much it is at the moment. Like if he for the market price. No.
Lididi Shavili means I'm not dependent on the market price. Right now, I can sell to you for this.
But it's very subjective.
Very, very subjective, correct.
And therefore, that's not accurate at all.
What do you mean it's not accurate? He's
I mean,
he's going to pay for it.
He would say it's 5 slime, and like another guy would say it's 10 slime. No?
100% correct, right.
And we're okay with that?
That's the chiddush of the... of this, that's the chiddush over here.
Mm-hmm.
But is that a problem? I have to give 5 shkolim. We are assuming right now that it's almost like a mekach u'memker between the kohen and myself about this baby. I have to get this baby back from the kohen. That's how we're looking at it. So the Torah says kohen. You can't negotiate. If he gives you 5 shkolim, you can't say no. I want 7 today, right? Can't say that. Then you have to say five shkolim. Now, can the koyin say, I'm willing to take four shkolim? So the Gemara says, he can't say I'm willing to take four shkolim. He can say, this is worth five shkolim to me. The Gemara said, all right, so that's a chiddush that the koyin does have some bialus over here. He's a bialus boss over here. In other words, the question that we're focusing on, which I do not want to focus on right now, is pinyon on ben on mitzvah to give five shkolim, and the koyin happens to be the lucky guy who gets it, like truma, on mitzvah to give truma. Which koyin gets it? That's tevis hanoah, we'll figure it out. Or is the mitzvah pinyon on ben to be poyder the child from kuna? If it's to be poyder the child from kuna, so let the koyin decide how much I want to give. The koyin all get together one night and say, Rabbosai, from now on, it's seven shkolim. Now it's ten shkolim. So obviously would not carry anyway because the Torah said be poida. But once the Torah said be poida for five shkolim, so l'chayra that's almost a contradiction in terms. So then that gives the coin certain bias. I said I don't want to get involved in that nakuda. It's been in a ben. If you want, we can discuss it tomorrow. But right now I want to stay away from that particular nakuda. But what I want to focus on is that the Gemara does sele didi shavali. Pashas, that means that the Gemara does say that the Kohen has the schus. Whether it's because he has the schus because he's a balabas, and whether Bini was saying he has the schus because it impacts the smichas das, doesn't bother right now. What I want to understand is that this din ledidi shavali, which lechayra makes a lot of sense in Mekach u'memkar, so why would the Rajba? Although I understand why, because the Gemara says it, but how do we understand the maskana of the sugya, which the Rashba says is ledina, that it depends on only if the koyin is a high-end individual. If he's not a high-end individual, he can't pull the ledidi shavali. And the Rambam says, well, I assume it's a Pashtus. Had the Rambam read the Gemara. But the Rambam says Pashtus, Ladidi Shavali. Anybody can say it. Go ahead.
Isn't what Yonatan's asking specifically why the Ram and the Kesef Mishnah write what they do, but you can't just make up your own price. That's been something that should be prior precedent, either from you or from somebody else.
So, look, Ira, that's the... I think that's the same thing as the Rashba is saying.
The Rashba is not saying that you have to have done something or you have to have either or you have to have somebody have to have done it. You just have to have a certain status. The Kesef Mishnah and the Ram are writing that the Ram writes that you have to have Aiden that you purchased it through or something like that. And the Kesef Mishnah writes that you have to that there is somebody, like what kind of would pay for that. It's not a status issue.
It can also be that Rav Kahana wasn't like an expert in that field, that's why he has a valid opinion, that he knows hats very well.
No, Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara says...
Like maybe you'd say based off Rashi that he would never go out with like, his head revealed, so like, he would always wear hats, and he only wears hats.
I would say he's a brother.
Yeah, this is a very interesting question about Kippa. Whether we have to or not, only Gavurah was making.
What's the lush of the run? What's the lashon of the Ram? Near the Huadain, the Misha Darkel is Yakir Be'ezah Chavis and Nois and Boilus, Amim Damim Alol of the Mahane, the Eloi Temachi. No, it runs the same as the Rashba. The Misha Darkel is Yakir. You are correct in saying, I don't remember the Kesef Misha. The Kesef Misha is in Hilchos Bechorim. I know many Achronim explain this Rashba the way you're saying it. Can you see the Kesef Mishnah here?
At the top.
Oh. Le'yomu goin sudud l'mavkana. Amal kuli amal le'chilem milsa de l'kuli amal le'shavei islam kevin de l'shum odnum ba'olam le'shave. Lav kol kamine. V'zeh she'kozum kli she'in eshave b'shuk k'lemer b'shuk in eshave kol kach. Amal k'sas b'nei odnum shave. V'kiblu ha'koye. I'm not sure if that's so much, that's so different. You're right, many Achronim do say it that way. They do say that there has to be some kind of precedent. So again, what's the point over here? Lav kol kamine. What does that mean, lav kol kamine? Kevin de l'shum odom ba'olam le'isham ve'islam. Lav kol kamine. No, what does that mean?
It's not five slum just because he said it.
I can't say this is the word five slum. I can, but it is, I'm willing to pay for it. What do you mean? I'm willing to pay five slum for it. So why doesn't that make it five slum? If I have a group of people who are willing to pay five slum, so then I can say it's worth five slum. But if it isn't a group, then I can't say. Ma pesha advarim. We're talking about something that general market value. Rove markets in the area will charge only four slum. Right? So the Rambam seems to say, if I say five slum, we got it. And the Rajba seems to say, and the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam seems to say, Lav kol kamina. I can't say. However, if I'm part of a group who would say it's five slum? No, okay, then it's okay. So Bini's on to something that says that we can only have smichus das if there's some context to it. And I hear what he's saying. It's not bad. What's the machlokes Rambam and Rishonim? Knew it was the Effie?
Is the Lafko community saying that because no one would buy it, we can't believe him when he says that he would?
Lafko community, but let's see, Mamish puts the money down.
Just because he's doing it doesn't mean that. Meaning, Lafko community, we can't believe him that the Yiddish shop, just because he's doing it doesn't mean that. I could agree to pay for something more that it's not actually worth that much to me, but just because I'm agreeing to do it doesn't mean it's worth that much to me. The important part is that it has to be shoved to him in Islam, not that he's putting down that he's willing to read it.
How else do you show that something's worth that much to you? Pay for it.
He's not paying.
No, what'd you say, go ahead?
Maybe you can say that when one says shove a kesef, is it kesef or not, does it actually have to be the set price of how much that item is actually worth in value, because that's how much the kesef is, that's how much the item is worth with the kesef right there and then? Or do we say that no, when we say shava kesef, it just means you just need to have some general area. It doesn't have to be exactly how much it actually is worth.
So let's build on that a little bit. So the one possibility, and this is along the lines of what the Birkas Avraham says, is to look at what the Rashi says. Rashi says that Ani shom oso latzmi v'kali v'chach. What's the arichus of Rashi? I'm making this into a. I'm estimating this. Ani shom oso. What do you mean? What's it? I can give rashis over here. It's another line of the art scroll. It's in addition to saying my boy tvei, he has to say ani shom. He takes it. He says, "Fine, good. I'll take it." So because Rav Medayik in this Rashi, that Lididi Shavali means the person is establishing the value. What does that mean? That Meir said it in terms of the second Lashon, which is interesting because Tosva says, we'll have to explain this, that this is really part of the first Lashon. But either way, when we use Shavik Kesef, the Rashi seems to be saying, whenever you start, you need some kind of a shuma. There has to be some moment where you establish value. Shavi Kesef does not mean that I can simply pull out something even if we are all aware of the value. There has to be some evaluation. And I'll give you a few good rayas. One raya is when you open up the sugya says, Machlekes Rabba v'Rav Yosef. If it's Shavucha, if we said Chamshin, and we find out it is Shavu Chamshin, when do we find Shavu Chamshin? When do we find out? They said Chamshin. And what does it mean that we and in fact the Shavu Chamshin? Have to evaluate it, right? So Lachor, it sounds like that everybody holds you're going to be evaluating it. If it's Shavu Chamshin, Shavu Chamshin, that means there's a moment where they sit down after and say, no. And the same thing with Chamshin, Shavu Chamshin. Even more than that, when you look at the bottom Tosis on Zayman Beis, Rav Yosef Omer Tzricha Shuma Koidim Kiddushin. Rava is going to require a Shuma Liachar Kiddushin. Gemara says, Ki pligi de Omer Chamshin, v'shavu Chamshin. So Rav Yosef says, not good enough, it had to take place before. Rava apparently says, good enough, it happens afterward. Like Rama Paskin. So the Birkas of Rome says, everybody holds you need Shuma. You can't simply say, Shove Kesev Ke Kesev. If you hold like the second Memra, Kayetz, and the Machlekes of Rav Yosef. If you're holding the first Malach, it sounds like that there has to be some establishment of the price of this item. Even if you'll argue that it's called the Shar Shebeshuk. But that means this item has a certain value and an established value. So because the Rome is Medaik from this Rashi, Anisham, Lididi Shavali, doesn't mean it's good enough. Ki ilu is gavaldi. If Rashi goes out and they say, Anisham, I estimated it. I estimated it. Oh. The Arichus says, I estimated it, and Vakablin, I will take it b'chach. Vakabl b'chach. Ledidi shav. The emphasis is, the ledidi shav require an interpretation? Do I need a Rashi altogether on it? Ledidi shavali, you know what it means. So Rashi says that he explains it. So that in itself requires a diuk. But then he explains it by saying, you should know, I thought about it, I want to discuss with my wife, we can really use this, even though it's only for a shkolim, we'll do it for 5 shkolim, hanisham. So you see from this, that Lididi Shavali, certainly in this context, is providing the shuma. So then it stands to reason that the Shuma should be something that represents a group of people, not just me. If Shuma means that we have to give it some standing, some value. So the Rishonim are saying, when Rashi says, you can't simply say, good enough. Good enough means taking 4 shekels. I need a 5 shekel. I need 5 shekel means my position has to have some value to it, some standing to it, some shuma. So the Rashba, that would explain the Gemara very beautifully. Person cannot, in business you can say the deed to show, you can agree to anything you want to agree to. A supply that's mekochum emkar. But in Pidyon Aben, you can't simply say Lididi Shavali because you have to do 5 shkolim. So now you're taking Shavu Kesef. So Shavu Kesef is a range. But you can't go wildly out of the range. Lav kol kamine. What's the difference between a coin who says Lididi Shavali and a coin who says I'll take 4 shkolim? So the Gemara says he can't say I'll take 4 shkolim. That's mechazal agronois. That's trying to undercut your colleagues. That's chiseling the Mandas Kahuna. So there has to be some establishment that this is a valid price. This is within the range. This is something that's reasonable. So either you say the emotions of the Kesef Mishnah, add precedent for it, I'm a Kabbal. I didn't see the Rishonim, but I'm a Kabbal. Achronim do say it. Or you say something along the lines of like the Lashon of the Kesef Mishnah. Who are you to establish the price? Or you say like the Rashba says. Rashba says that what the Gemara is pointing out is Shafi, Shadarkin, Shukdarlim, Lis, Yaakov, Meshin, Zvichalacham. No, so then I know this as a group of people, there's a class, right? Ani shamloi, I did a shuma on it. I didn't just say I'm willing to give four shkolim. Ani sham, I figured it out. I said there were a group of people. My buddies also do this. I hang out with Nolan. We talk about how much we're willing to pay for this. Right? But Rambam says no. Rambam says every coin. So Chiddush Yerim says the following word. He said something similar to what we're saying. Chiddush Yerim, the first Gerer Rebbe. He says the Chiddush Yerim explains it a little bit differently, but this word he says that once you have a person willing to buy it, that actually changes the value of something. Once you have a buyer for four shkolim, once you have a buyer for this, so then that does change the value. Right?
Yeah,
what's that?
Sounds like
it's WTP, willingness to pay.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but how do we know? But that's not okay. Like to prove anything.
So one second. So now, when the person comes to me and says, "I have a sudra," we all know it's only with his first call, right? But lididi shavali, right? So now the value. Now we all know we got a buyer for four shkolim, for five shkolim. So the value actually changed. So that's the question over here is, again, the Chiddush Yerim is a little bit different. He says, is Lididi Shavali that the value stays four and I'm willing to accept four, or does the value change to five? Right? So I'm not saying exactly that way, because I think that the Birchas Yerim is Dik is a Gavali Yediyah. L'chari, the machlekes over here is there a requirement of having some kind of, the Berachas Rambam calls it shuma. Maybe we'll call it some kind of context. Some kind of establishment of a reasonable amount.
So like an objective versus subjective?
Correct. An objective range. Right. So that would all be a similar kind, not the exact, but a similar kind of idea. There has to be Lididi Shavali does not mean lav kol kamin. I cannot make up a price, because if I just make up a price for myself, some achronim say I'm undercutting. I'm not really making a new price. How do I make it into a new price and not undercutting my friends? So the answer is within a range. There are others who do it. There's a shuma. It's all a similar mahalach. There has to be a certain context or a range of objective value. Mashena Kain, the Rambam says no. Lididi Shavali. What he does with the Gemara, it's Arachim Gadol. But the suggestion is that what the Rambam is saying is that Lididi Shavali really works. It means that the value has now changed. L'chaira, this could be the explanation of the Machlokes that Yoni and Yaakov referred to. And that is, what about a Pochus Mishavar Prut? The Ran says, "Can I mikol mokoim ani mistapek b'mekadish b'dover she'ena shaver pruta imotzia omer ledidi shaver." The Ran is very important because the Ran moves right away back into Kiddushin, right? And he says, "Ani mistapek b'mekadish b'dover she'ena shaver pruta." imatsya omra ledidi shave the efshar the kevan de lo shave midei lav kol emeno leseis olov toiras kesef v'achashayni the kevan de vade mamoynehu ki omra ledidi shave li mahani. So he says, what about when it's Pachm Shaver Pruta? Can I say, Ledidi Shaver me is a Pruta? I would pay 5 cents for this. So what are the 2 days? We'd say it's the same issue. If Ledidi Shaveli means that I'm giving it a Shuma, but it has to be money before I give it a Shuma. If Ledidi Shaveli means I'm giving it, that it only works within a certain context, we don't say I'm actually changing the value. I'm identifying that there's a group of people. So then, you could argue, if Rav people say it's not money, so the fact that you have a group that says it is Shavu Pruta, that doesn't change that. If the problem is it doesn't rise to the value that we need, okay, so then Ledidi Shaveli can bump up the value. But if the Torah is saying there is a marker, less than this is not significant enough to be considered kesef. So the Torah may be saying, I don't care if you can find a group of people who will evaluate this to be more than a pruta. I'm saying that's the concept of having a less than a pruta marker. The idea is there's a certain bar below which it's just not. Kadosh Baruch Hu said that this is not considered to be the kesef required for this kenyan. So now that you have a group of people who argue and they say, we go bus arrive. Is it money or is it not money? Go bus arrive. On the other hand, if you'll tell me that Ledidi Shaveli actually changes the value of something, then now that I know I can get a pruta from this person, that's a different, what do you call them? WTP, so then it is Shaveli pruta. So that could be the 2 days that the Ran's quoting. I'm stopping. What's the suffix? L'chor, this is the suffix. It's not when the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, he gave us the shiur of fruit. When we understood that less than a fruit is just not the way some Rishonim say. There is a natural, and it's natural, or whether it's socially conditioned, I'm not sure, that less than a fruit is moichel. Everybody's moichel less than a fruit. There's nobody that's going to stand there by the behind the counter and say, yeah, I'm missing a penny or whatever. Everybody's going to say, so, however you live shot in that, that will go bus arrive. So the fact that there's some person out there, a group, who's willing to say, no, for us, this item is worth, most people are moichel on it. Most people wouldn't run after it. Legabe roiv, rubim shalonoshim is hefker. So now if a group of people say it's not hefker, that doesn't change the, if you have Chazal say, the pshat and kezayis. The Rebbe Hashem says, kezayis is a ma'isachila. So the Rishonim say, because less than a kezayis is not a davar choshev. Right? So I get 10 people that say, for us it's davar choshev. Does that change it? That's the idea of a shir. The idea of a shir is that it is something said and is not negotiable. On the other hand, if you say, the Didi Shavali, Mahmam changes the price of something, so now that I know that I can get a pruta from this person, so that makes it, so then, it is a shavu pruta. That could be the suffix of the run. Right? These will be 2 days in this sugya. So what do we do today? The sugya ends the didi shavuli. The didi shavuli is quoted by the Ram Lachal Maisa in the opinion of Ben, and you see from the Ram the Lachorot applies to Kiddushin as well. Could the didi shavuli work if the chasen says, under the chuppah, the chasen pulls out the ring, and the Masada Kedusha says to the two Edim, is it Shavu Pruta? And they say, I'm not sure. They're not sure about this one, right? So can the Kala say she went to GPATS, so she knows she can see Shay Shovely? So that'd be a machlekes Rishonim, whether that would work or not. Right? That machlekes between 2 days in the Asafi. But that's good enough. Next, Lididi Shavali, the machlekes Rajba Rambam. Is Lididi Shavali any single Kayin? Or is it a group? Exactly what's Chatni Rajba, I understand. You said it's correct. There's some of Chatni Rajba that has to be a. Has to be a precedent for it. Has to be a context for it. But it's clear between the Rishonim, as Rambam says, anybody can do Lididi Shavali, and the other Rishonim say, no, Lav Kol Kamine. All right? Again, we don't understand exactly the Rambam Shat in the Sugya, because the Sugya, Rav Ashi says, takes exception. Rav Ashi says, my Tzorachiyin. Rav Ashi was a Pshat, but Tzorachiyin had to understand that, how to fit that into the Rambam. Good, so then we said, we have this, what's the Hezra Dover in the Rambam? Sabini said in Tetzur Smichas Dazman, we'll get back to that. But we suggested is the Chidush Arim says it's a difference between, according to Rashba, he's saying the Didi, Akilu is Kabbalti, so there has to be some context, and according to the Rambam, he's actually changing the price. So I said I said a little bit differently. The Birkas of Rome, not my word. The Birkas of Rome says that you see from Rashi, you see that Shavu Kesef requires a Shuma L'chulei Alma. The Machlekes Rabbi Yosef in the Lishner Rishon is, does a Shuma work after L'achar HaMaisa? Rabbi Yosef says it has to be Kodem HaMaisa, Rabbi says it's going to be after L'achar HaMaisa. According to the second Lashon, the Machlekes is, does Shavu Kesef require a Shuma? That's the Machlokes Taka. And this selection right now is going Aliva to Rav Yosef. You said we passing like this? We'll have to iron that out. Right. But the idea is that Lididi Shavali is Lididi Shavali Bim Koim Shuma? Is it a form of a Shuma? Is it a form of a Shuma? I can't bring my own Shuma. I'm against the entire world. But if I have a group of people, I can make my own shuma. If there's a precedent, I make a shuma, right? And Lididi Shavali, Shavu Kesef means there has to be some measure of objectivity to this, to Shavu Kesef. Or is Lididi Shavali meaning, since I'm here, I'm a buyer, I'm willing to put I have changed the price. That's the Chidushim Zvart, and I think in Rambam. All right, so that's what we've learned in terms of Lididi Shavali. Good?
And the Rambam would not need a Kohen
Gadol.
L'chor not.
All right, we discussed a little bit about Pinyin Ben, so tomorrow, even though we'll do some Pinyin Ben, and there is still one Mahalach on there. Is there anything left we have to explain in the Sugya?
I mean, we didn't explain in the beginning. There's a ritva on the beginning that problematizes the idea of
Torah
Shemalev.
Yeah.
Who governed that?
Okay. Good. What else? What else? Ladder.
What you can say to be about can be anything, certain
things. Okay. Oh, the Shiroi.